exists to improve our community. Embracing technology. Empowering people. Striving to be better than yesterday. Malone Roofing Services and Friday Night Under the Lights have been impacting Mississippi for decades with the skill and dedication that has developed lasting relationships in our respective fields. For roofing, metal walls, and maintenance, Malone Roofing Services has you covered. Find out more on social media and at ecmalone.com. But for great football, it's Friday Night Under the Lights.
Friday Night Under the Lights in a moment. Hi, I'm Russ Robinson. I could talk about high school football all day and all night, but when it comes to writing a business plan, that's not me. Thank goodness there's Boss Finn. The folks at Boss Finn will talk to you about your goals, what you want to achieve with your business. They'll discuss your business with you, and then they'll put everything down on paper that a lender needs to know so that you can grow your business. You don't know how to write a business plan? Don't worry about it. I don't either. But I do know Boss Finn. Call today at 781-709-7672. Boss Finn. They know how to write a business plan. Now, back to more Friday Night Under the Lights. Friday night under the lights here in the Wendy's Giant studio, home of the Wendy's Giant game of the month. We've got it coming up on September the 28th. We will tell you next week what game that is going to be, and it's going to be one that you'll recognize, and it's also one of the biggest games of the year.
Yep.
And so you'll want to know and join us next week, of course, here on Friday Night Under the Lights. We want you here every Friday night. If you're watching Friday Night Under the Lights.com, or if you've got the app, or if you're listening on MPB Think Radio, we're glad to have you tonight. It's made possible by Credit Concepts. That's Credit Concepts with two K's in the name. Bet you didn't know Credit started with a K, or Concept started with a K, but it does.
And dish this out now.
CreditConcepts.com. All right, George, let's go over a couple of scores. I want to remind everyone, go ahead and give us a call right now. I tell you what do we want to do here? We want to get some scores, but then the number to call if you want to call us tonight is 601-453-4800. And you want to talk about your team tonight. Maybe they won, maybe they lost, maybe a controversy, maybe it's blowout. We want to talk high school football with you tonight. Get the number down, 601-453-4800. Big thanks to Ezra Wall back at Mississippi Public Broadcasting for handling tonight's broadcast. George, let's go to the Malone Scores Desk.
Okay, Russ, let's start off with some 6A scores, and I'm going to concentrate mostly on games that we have not reported on earlier, but East Central tonight was a shutout winner over Biloxi. 6-0 was the final in that game. It was D'Iberville getting a nice win over Picayune tonight. 49-33 was the final there. Clarksdale, a winner over Greenville, 47-14. It was Harrison Central, a 32-20 winner over Stone. we mentioned or have not mentioned earlier that Forest Hill shut out Jim Hill here in the metro area. 16-0 was the final there. Madison Central was a winner over Ocean Springs, 35-10. Northwest Rankin, they've gotten off to a really strong start. They rolled over Ridgeland tonight, 56-16 was the final. Pascagoula went out of the state, went to Florida to play Gulf Breeze. Gulf Breeze was a 48-15 winner over Pascagoula tonight. Brandon, a 42-21 winner over South Panola. It was Olive Branch beating South Haven, 24-8. It was Tupelo. We've mentioned this a couple of times, but Tupelo won over Corinth tonight, 35-29. And Pearl beat Warren Central, 17-14. It was Brookhaven. A 33-6 winner over Lawrence County in 5A action. Collierville, Tennessee beats Center Hill tonight 9-6. Grenada over Cleveland Central 40-8, the final there.
That's the second loss for Cleveland Central.
Yeah, I think they've kind of, you know, they had a really good season last year, and apparently they've kind of fallen off a little bit this year, but that is their second loss, but the first win for Grenada. Lafayette, a 48-8 winner over Charleston tonight. Now, this is one of the better games of the night. South Pike and North Pike. You know, that's a Donnybrook. Oh. South Pike won 44-42 over North Pike.
Oh.
So that was a good ball game. Amory over Saltillo, 35-20 was the final. Louisville, a loser tonight to West Point, 26-10. West Point a winner at that one. Horn Lake beat Shannon, 51-6. It was Lanier. Now, Lanier it won this game over Pass Christiane. A nice win for Lanier, 30-14.
Wow.
Pontotoc beat Senatobia, 23-14. A couple of more. Let me mention MAIS Action Park Lane beat Capaya, 41-25. East Rankin, they got drubbed last week by Prep, but they rebounded tonight to beat River Oaks of Louisiana, 28-14. It was J.A. beating Lamar School, 48-14. Prep, a winner over Washington, 41-0. And one final, Hartsville over Canton Academy, kind of another metro kind of game matchup, 14-7. So Hartsville got their first win of the season.
You know, the Hawks are wanting to really grow that program over there, and they're doing a good job.
They're in a growing area, that's for sure.
Yeah, they are. And there's talk that maybe one of these days they may play up in that division. Who knows? But big win. How do you like to be Pascagoula going to Gulf Breeze, Florida to play a football game? We never got to take trips like that when I was playing.
No. No. Well, of course, I don't know. You grew up in Ohio.
Yes.
So
we never got to go anywhere.
Yeah. Where'd you get to go? Cleveland or somewhere?
Yeah. We were taking an Indian game while we're there.
Yeah.
And then they were never playing that ditch with the football.
Either.
So, hey, want to remind everyone tonight, you'll appreciate this, being from the Clinton area. We're going to be talking with Judd Boswell, who is the head coach for the Clinton Arrows. We want to take your phone calls at 601-453-4800 if you want to talk. I'd love to talk to somebody that watched that North Pike, South Pike game.
Yeah, that would be
fun. 44-42.
Yeah. 44-42. That's correct.
44-42,
yeah.
And a big game over there. You know, we've got the Malone matchups, and I think you've gone through every one except one, and that's because they don't play until tomorrow.
Yeah.
That kind of throws me off a little bit when we have high school football on Saturday. But Laurel is playing at Hattiesburg for.
The little brown jug.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's always a good one.
Yeah, we have somebody on the line right now waiting to talk.
Let's see. We got a caller on the line. Let's go to the telephones. Good evening and welcome to Friday Night Under the Lights. Who's this? Have we got somebody on the line? There you go. You there?
Nope.
Hello?
Yes, we're here. Good evening. How are you?
I'm good, Russ. How are you?
I'm good, Ty. You're dancing in the streets in Crystal Springs. The Tigers get a win over Florence.
Oh, my God. It was a game.
So where did the Tigers' offense come from, Ty?
Well, the up came from last week, going down, scoring. That just came from last week and just started rolling this week.
Well, now, they lost last week. It's Crystal Springs lost last week, correct?
No, it was no contest last week.
That's right. Yeah, that's you right. got stormed out. They're not going to make that game up. So this is really a chance for the Crystal Springs fans to see this Tiger team. And you know what? You beat a pretty good team in Florence, Ty. I got to tell you, that's a big win for Crystal Springs tonight.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Defensively for Crystal Springs, are they salty group?
Yes, they. Our whole offensive defensive line is probably 6'2", 6'3", or 6'4".
Good gracious! What's in the water over there, Crystal Springs? Well, all right. So, who's up next for Crystal Springs?
We have the battle for Capella County next week.
With who?
Hazelhurst.
There you go. Yep. I think George, didn't you say Hazelhurst lost tonight?
I don't think I've
I think I got that yet. Score. I do. Well, Ty, we appreciate it, man. Have a great weekend. I know you'll be waiting for those dogs to play.
Of course. Hook up hard to
get Thanks, Ty. All right, we're going to leave the phone lines open. And you can call 601-453-4800. Anyone out there in the state that saw that South Pike-North Pike game, I'd love to talk to you about that ball game.
Yeah. I've got a couple more I can throw in there, okay. Russ. We mentioned Jeff Davis County. You know, last week we talked about them.
We got them mixed up.
They did go to win at Harrison Central that they played.
Yes.
Yeah, and won 17-7. Well, they played a tough. You know, Collins is always good.
Yep.
And Jefferson Davis County tonight prevailed over Collins 24-19, so they're 2-0 on the season. And Boonville shut out Baldwin 48-0. We've not mentioned that one before either.
Going back to the Collins game, they are still 4A, I believe, Collins Tigers. So that would mean the.
You're right.
I think they are. Yeah. And that would mean that Jefferson Davis County played up tonight. And, of course, Lance Mancuso. All they do is win down there. You know, they used to be Bassville. They combined. Yeah. And, buddy, they are tough to handle.
That happens whenever you combine two small schools like that.
It does. Buddy. And then they combined the two Cleveland schools last year.
We have a caller on the line.
All right, let's go to the telephone. Who do we have on the line with us tonight? All right, we got to put him through.
Well, I could throw in one more score while we're waiting on that.
Right.
Madison St. Joe tonight played a kind of an interesting matchup with Tri-County. Tri-County's kind of stepping up. But Madison St. Joe beat Tri-County 28-7 was the final beat.
Really? And, of course, we talked to John Bond last week, and he told us he had 26 kids on that roster.
Yeah.
And they beat Tri-County tonight?
28-7 was the final. So Madison St. Joe's 2-0. And You know, even though they got 26, it must be pretty salty. Yeah, yeah.
We asked John Bond last week. Said, you know, what was the biggest challenge? He goes, I want to know who signed up Ricky Black and Jackson Prep to come in here. So that should be an interesting contest. Well, that's a big win because Tri-County was. I think there was a lot of people expecting a lot out of Tri-County this year.
Yeah. Scott Central beat Morton 41-7 was the final there. Taylorsville was a 34-12 win over Raleigh. That actually played on Thursday night. We mentioned Nanawaya was a shutout winner over Yingin by the score of 42-0.
Do we have a George County score by any chance?
Yeah, I gave that to you earlier. George County, I believe, won. George County played Green County. This gets real complicated here, but it was 11-7. Now they got a grand slam in the bottom of the ninth, but 11-7 was the final.
You know, our good friend Matt Caldwell is the coach down there and doing a great job. And that's a 6A program to keep an eye on down in the southern part of the state. George County, and we'll see what they do. You know, you don't see teams winning. Very much, you don't see him scoring 11 points very often.
That's a hard combination.
That's a field goal and a two-point conversion on a touchdown.
Yeah,
so, that's right.
That's an odd combination.
I was sitting there going, How do you come up with 11?
We have batters, a touchdown, two safeties, but I don't see a whole lot of teams scoring two safeties these days. So.
No, we'd have to ask Dr. Dave what the odds are.
No, don't start that.
Having more than two safeties in one game.
Don't start that.
We'll get him going. He won't be able to stop.
That's right. Well, we're going to step aside here and take a time out. I want to remind you that tonight's show made possible by Shelter Insurance and your Shelter Insurance agent, Matt Timms. He is ready to help you with your insurance need. We're going to take a time out. You're listening and watching to Friday Night Under the Lights. We're glad to have you on this Friday night. We're right here. We're live from the Wendy's Giant Studio. Back in a moment.
Assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Matt Thames about Shelter's roadside assistance.
Wow, judging from these bills, I need some business funding. But it's so confusing because every time I ask for business funding, they pull my credit report, which is a credit inquiry, which lowers my credit score when I have credit inquiries on it. I don't know who came up with this concept of credit, but I don't get it. I don't know why I didn't think of this before. Credit Concepts at 800-985-9367. One call to Credit Concepts, and I'll find out for myself why they have a 99% customer satisfaction. So if your company's like mine, give them a call today or go online to creditconcepts.com. Remember, that's two K's in the name. Credit Concepts.
Friday Night Under the Lights. This is Matt Timms coming to you live from the broadcast studio here at Friday Night Under the Lights in Flowood, Mississippi. Let's go to the Malone scoreboard. George.
All right. Thanks, Matt. We'll try to give you some scores that we did not go through earlier, but starting with some 6A action. Clinton tonight at home against Vicksburg, a winner. The Arrows won by the score of 48-0. Over Vicksburg. It was Noxubee County beating Columbus 35-12. D'Iberville beat Picayune by the score of 49-33. Clarksdale was a 47-14 winner over Greenville. Gulfport beat Petal tonight 33-28 was the final there. Hancock over South Jones 41-34. Harrison Central beat Stone 32-20. It was Forest Hill shutting out Jim Hill 16-0. Madison Central was a winner 35-10 over Ocean Springs. Meridian got a nice win tonight. They rebounded from their loss last week. They beat Davidson of Mobile, Alabama by the score of 21-13.
Northwest Rankin, one of the stronger teams in the metro area and in the state, rolled tonight over Ridgeland. 56-16 was the final there. Gulf Breeze, Florida over Pascagoula, 48-15. Brandon over South Panola, 42-21. It was Olive Branch beating South Haven, 24-8. Starkville is strong, and they beat Oxford tonight on the road. 56-7 was the final there. Tupelo got their second win of the year. Not an easy win. They beat Corinth 35-29, and Pearl won over Warren Central 17-14. Looking at some other action, it was Gaucher over Moss Point 28-7. Brookhaven was a 33-6 winner over Lawrence County. It was Center Hill, or Collierville, Tennessee, actually beat Center Hill 9-6. Cleveland Central and Germantown. Germantown was a 49-8 winner over Cleveland Central. Grenada a 40-8 winner over Cleveland Central. It was Lafayette over Charleston 41-8. South Pike a 42-22 winner over North Pike. Amory beat Saltillo 35-20. Bay St. Louis and Lumberton met tonight in 4A action. Lumberton a 26-6 winner over Bay St. Louis. Perry Central beat Forest County AHS 20-12. Macomb a 39-6 winner over Hazelhurst. Itawamba AHS a 43-37 winner over New Albany. Lanier won over Pass Christiane 30-14. Pontotoc a 23-14 winner over Senatobia. Houston, a 20-7 winner over Calhoun City. It was Forest 18, Kosciuszko 15. St. Andrews, a 48-18 winner over Riverside. Boonville shut out Baldwin tonight 48-0. Jefferson Davis County over Collins 24-19. Madison St. Joe beat Tri-County 28-7. Pisgah over Richland 41-13. Nanawaya a 42-0 winner over Gingin. A couple of others, Mize over Mount Olive 47-12. Simmons, one of the more interesting scores of the night, Simmons a 50-2 winner over West Lowndes. Pisgah over Richland 41-13. It was Park Lane Academy beating Capaya 41-25. Jackson Academy beat Lamar 48-14. Jackson Prep over Washington School 41-0. And that's kind of a synopsis of most of the games that we've covered tonight. A few others, pretty new scores there. But some awfully good games tonight. I think we've covered it all, but as far as our top 10, alone top 10. Laurel and Hattiesburg play tomorrow night on a Saturday. That's not unusual. They play a lot of times early in the year on a Saturday. So that'll be a good game tomorrow night.
Absolutely. Yeah, it should be. Listen, I forgot to tell all of you, the open phone line is 601-453-4800. Please call in with the details on the game that you're interested in or that you watched. And we've got plenty of time left, so go ahead and call in. Do we want to go to the callers on the phone yet? Or?
Yep. Well, in the meantime, I just want to remind you all, yep. Go ahead and check out. Stay tuned for the Wendy's Giant of the Week next week. Stay tuned for the Game of the Month. We got a couple on the schedule that we're really looking forward to. Can't tell you just yet. You have to stay in touch with us. But there's some good games on that schedule that we're looking forward to.
Yeah, there are going to be some big games, four big games this year, and Wendy's going to be backing it all. And they do a phenomenal job, and they did great last year with what they did, but they're going to add to it this year, and it's going to be great not only to go to the game live, but to watch it on Friday night under the lights on the air and on your phone or whatever. So if you're out of town at your home team's game, you can still pull it up on the phone and watch the big game, the Wendy's big game of the week.
Or even if you want to see some good teams play that you don't usually get to see, because these games aren't necessarily anywhere around here. So if you want to see some good teams on the road play that you wouldn't get to see outside of playoffs usually, check in with us because we'll bring them to you.
Yeah. All right, we appreciate it. Y'all,
I can throw in a few more scores. I don't think we mentioned these. Here in the local area, Terry beat Wingfield 51-6.
which is a nice win for Terry. Gaucher, a 28-6 winner over Moss Point down on the Gulf Coast. That was a big win for them. Lafayette won tonight. They're usually pretty strong year in, year out. They beat Charleston by the score of 41-8 was the final there. Poplarville got on the winning track tonight. They beat Pearl River Central 50-14. One of the more interesting games also in the south part of the state, D'Iberville, a 49-33 winner over Picayune. And that both teams were 1-0 going into that game, so D'Iberville is now 2-0. So that's just some of the more interesting games of the night. You know, sometimes around here we get a little bit caught up with like teams that are, you know, a little bit, they relate to the metro area, and there are a lot of good teams in the metro area, but there are a lot of good football teams, you know, from north to south. So we try to cover them all here on Friday Night Under the Lights.
Yeah, we saw D'Iberville with Mr. Brennan down there a couple of years ago, and he did a phenomenal job, and now he's at LSU playing down there. But it was a great game. St. Stanislaus and D'Iberville, and so they're kind of, I think, in a little bit of a rebuilding mode right now. But anyway, some great games from top to bottom, from north of the state up in, you know, Grenada, Hornet, you know, all the way down to the coast. So Biloxi and Gulfport and D'Iberville. But anyway, we got a lot of action coming up. We got people calling in on the phone lines again. It's 601-453-4800. Call in with the details on your game. Anything else? I was out for a minute, but anything else going on?
If there's anybody out there that wants to North by South by game, please go on. I got a discussion about that game. 44-42. That's it.